and Bruff.
Wow.
You need an army.
On the official home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650.
There is one main question.
Why are you guys on the air?
Yes. But also, how can the Canucks win the Stanley Cup?
Go off, young king.
What? Record levels almost of house positivity. What?
Go off.
Yeah.
What?
Oh.
And Suzuki has Byron ahead, and he's kicking it up to a stick. He's in alone. Byron scores!
You know what? Screw it. I say we just cut our losses and fly home.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that.
What? Why?
Well, I may have...
And you are going to laugh about this if I know your dark sense of humor.
Carlson, here's a chance. McNabb scores! Brayden McNabb snuck one past Carey Price.
But I may have gambled away our plane tickets.
You what? How do you even do that?
It's Vegas, Brian. You can gamble anything.
Pacioretty grabs it. Drops his shoulder, goes behind the net, trying to turn and shoot it. He does. Loose in front, big save by Price on Roy, and he scores. Nicolas Roy put it over Price on the rebound, and Vegas has won it, and they have tied the series at two.
Did you fellas say you were in a bit of a fix? My buddy's got the inside track on a basketball game. It's a sure thing.
I like how all your teeth are different shapes.
Why are you telling us this? What do you want from us?
Honestly, I'm trying to sell my condo, and I need people to come to the open house and talk about how nice it is.
Here are your hosts, Mike Alford and Jason Bruff.
8:08 on a Monday. Happy Monday, everybody. It's Alford, it's Bruff at Sportsnet 650. A couple things to get into here before we get to what we learns and dad pet peeves. Are what we learns, humanoid what we learns. Reminder, text them into the Dunbar Lumber text line at 650-650. The third hour of this program is brought to you, as you know, by the Dilawri family of Acura dealers. Experience the Dilawri difference today. Visit your nearest Dilawri Acura dealer today. But that's not all. This third hour is now brought to you by the good folks at Kintec.
Yes, this hour of Halford and Bruff is brought to you by Kintec Footwear and Orthotics. Do your feet hurt? And for me, the answer was yes. Kintec can help. Talk to a fitting expert today at 11 Lower Mainland locations or online at kintec.net. I went down to Kintec on Friday, and they pretty much had to ask me to leave because I kept on asking questions
about
my feet.
Orthotics.
Yeah. No, my feet. Yes. So I complained about my feet.
Yes.
A few weeks ago on the show, I was talking about how my dogs were really barking when I was playing.
Talking about his feet.
When I was playing golf. So the fine folks.
How'd you shoot?
The fine folks at Kintec. Dom. Invited me down. And they have some really cool technology. They have like this 3D scanner for your feet.
Okay.
And what I learned about my feet is that my right arch is very low.
You have a low
arch. And you know why? My right leg is longer than my left.
Wow. You're 43, right?
I knew this. No, I'm 45. I'm 45.
You're 36.
I kind of had an idea that my right leg was longer.
You knew before.
But I don't think I had an understanding of how much it was impacting my gait. Do you understand what gait means? That's the way you walk.
Yeah, the way you're...
Yeah, it's just kind of like...
strolling technique.
Yeah, it's just kind of like the lingo that we use down at Kintec.
Bigfoot.
I cannot recommend Kintec enough. You're going to hear me talk a lot about them. I went down there, bought a couple pairs of shoes. They were
nice.
Awesome. I'm getting orthotic. So you're going to hear a lot about my feet
Great.
On this show. So isn't that super for everyone?
We're both tall, skinny, so we've got pretty big feet. But
yeah.
Large hooves.
Big, narrow feet with a low right arch.
And I think this really plays into what we were talking about prior to break. That we are now leaning heavily into dad talk.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what we do now. So, I mean, orthotics and new shoes, that is right up dad talk alley. How many dads yesterday got a new pair of Air Monarchs for Father's Day? How many? I want to know. Like,
wasn't there a baseball player that had special Air Monarchs?
Manny Machado.
Made for, so they were baseball shoes, but they were Air Monarchs?
They were Air Monarchs altered to have baseball cleats on the bottom.
They looked a little too flashy. and if we're going to be full dad.
This is really dad of you.
They're a little too flashy. What he should have done and what a proper dad would have done is taken nails and driven them through the soles of an existing pair of Air Monarchs. And that's your baseball cleat.
Your what? Sorry?
Your baseball cleat.
I think I said baseball.
Baseball.
Okay, let's do some what we learned here. Halford and I will do ours, so, and then the humanoids in the next segment. No, wrong.
Play the music. Yes.
He's still learning, folks. Play the music.
Brian, spit on me. Oh, that's nice. Now tell me I'm scum.
Music.
Oh, music?
We're going to need a few things for this class.
Boring.
An eagerness to learn. A thirst for knowledge.
So, what did we learn in the last 24 hours?
When life gives you lemons, just say f*** the lemons and bail.
Wow, you sure know a lot of stuff.
It's great to learn.
Because knowledge is power.
So, I'll start with mine.
Okay.
I'm going to use English words here, like English speak,
okay.
British speak.
Okay.
I learned that England were absolutely dreadful. They were rubbish against Scotland. And that match, England versus Scotland, a match that I'd been looking forward to for a long time at Wembley, was a big-time disappointment. There were no goals scored.
Yeah.
England hit the post. That was about as good as they managed.
Early.
Scotland, I thought, frankly, were the better side overall. I don't know what's happened to Harry Kane, but I don't know if he should be in the starting 11 anymore. And that's what I learned. I'd be curious to get your guys' thoughts. You guys are the soccer experts. Mm-hmm. What did you see from England against Scotland? Because that was pretty disappointing to me.
You want to go first?
I think Southgate was completely overthinking it against Scotland. I still don't understand why Sancho hasn't played a minute of action at the Euros.
Pretty weird.
And if they're going to do anything, they can't go into a game against Scotland and act like they're playing France in the World Cup final.
They look so uncreative. They looked like they had
it was defensive.
Nothing going on. Now, I get that they haven't surrendered a goal yet, and this is kind of what England's MO is, to win 1-0 games, which is exactly what they did against Croatia. And if was it Stones who hit the post
against Scotland?
Yeah.
Yeah, early, like the 10th minute.
Now, if that goes in, maybe they win that game 1-0. They're able to
defend. That was the game plan, was to score once, and then those defensive holding videos. Like, for example, after the first match against Croatia, you texted me, and you're like, boy, I sure do like Calvin Phillips, because he was everywhere. In large part,
he was creative,
right? But in large part, it was
and
because
a worker.
In the large part because when they pressed, his physicality makes him very effective when you press because he can run all over the shop. He's got a bulldog mentality, and he's a skillful player. When he gets the ball and you get a high turnover, he slipped the ball to Raheem Sterling that they ended up the only goal they scored this tournament against Scotland. Half the time I saw Phillips, he had retreated essentially to be another center back.
Right.
He was playing right next to Stones and Mings. And I remember thinking, this is the same man that in the first match, saying, oh, no, he's not the Yorkshire Pirlo. Pirlo's the Italian Phillips. And I mean, a bit of hyperbole there, but that's what the reviews were like. To watch it play out like that, I then look at the gaffer and you look at Southgate and you say, what is the MO here? And I think it was whatever flair they might have shown in that first match, in classic English fashion, they're like, let's make sure that's more dour moving forward. Because I do think that at the end of the day, there's an internal part, and you and I have this as England supporters, that you know when it comes to playing the big dogs, you're a big dog in name only. You don't match up talent-wise with Portugal, France, I throw Italy in there 100% right now, Belgium, maybe the Netherlands, the way they've looked.
Yeah.
But there's an inferiority about the quality of player.
But is there a lack of confidence, too, in the England side?
Yes.
Like, they don't feel like they belong?
But it starts with the decisions.
Yeah.
Right? It starts with the decisions from Southgate. The Sancho thing is weird. I don't know what the lack of trust has to do, because he put Jude Bellingham in the first match and he's 17. So you want
Bellingham. Bellingham.
Okay. We're not doing the
pronunciation. You just said Yorkshire Pirlo, all right? Let's, you know.
Pardon me?
You just said Yorkshire Pirlo.
Yeah. Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I'm just saying, if you're going to go that far, let's.
I also called him Tabbouleh, and I still think his name is Tabbouleh. Anyway.
Give me a moo cow on that. Nope, that's not the moo cow.
Yeah, but for you it's one. Huzzah.
No.
For
no.
him, it's moo cow.
No.
Everyone's moo cow.
I want to moo cow that England performance, and hopefully they come out with a better performance.
Oh, no, it's in. It came out so fast.
Forgot about that drop. Oh, man. Okay. So what did I learn? There's only four teams through so far at Euro. This is the week where a lot is going to be decided, and a lot of countries are either going to be overjoyed or bitterly disappointed. Right now, you've got Italy and Wales through, based on what happened yesterday. You've got Belgium through, you've got Netherlands through, and that's it. Everything else is up for grabs. I think the big story that we'll be talking about today is Denmark, because Denmark is obviously... They've kind of turned into...
God, I hope they get through.
They've kind of turned into everybody's favorite. Like, everyone's pulling for them in an emotional sense. I don't know if you watched the match against Belgium, where they got out to that tremendous lead 2 minutes in, and then the 10th minute, they kicked the ball out to celebrate Christian Eriksen.
Mm-hmm.
And then Belgium turned on the class in the second half. By the way, how much of a luxury is it that you can bring Kevin De Bruyne and Eden Hazard off the bench in the second half and just turn on the class? That's Belgium. So Denmark fought really hard in that match, and they had a chance to even it up at the end. They hit the crossbar. I think everyone's pulling for them. So what needs to happen now? They need to beat Russia by two or more goals and then hope that Belgium beats Finland, which I think they're expected to do. However, Belgium has nothing to play for, and that's always tricky because they're through. But I want to see the Danes get through. I really do. I think they deserve a better fate in the aftermath than what they got, meaning getting rushed back onto the pitch to play Finland in a match that I think under any other circumstance they're probably winning because they're a better side. But Finland got the result there and then really fought tooth and nail with Belgium in what was a cracking match. Cracking match. It was entertaining. So what I learned is that I am pulling for Denmark to get through, but they're going to need some help. They're going to need to rack it up against Russia, and they're going to need some help from Belgium.
Okay, give us a moo cow on that, Dom. What is going on with you today?
What?
Have you hit a correct button?
I just
why
hit the
did
moo
it
cow.
Why did it take forever? You should just be on it, on it,
pausing
on
for
it.
Dramatic effect.
To the listeners out there, text in your What We Learn submissions into the Dunbar Lumber text line at 650-650. It is the smart, not smalt, smart alternative. Visit Dunbar Lumber on Bridge Street in Ladner or Arbutus in Vancouver, online at dunbarlumber.com. We will read your What We Learns and or dad pet peeves on the other side of the Halford and Brough Show on Sportsnet 650.
Alfred Brough, Sportsnet 650. Kudos to you, Dom, for the Ian McClatchy Memorial Most Obvious Song We Could Play Coming Back from Break Award. Talking about dads? I know the song. This final hour of the program is brought to you by two fine companies. The first is the Dallari family of Acura dealers. Three locations to serve you better. North Shore Acura, Acura of Langley, and Burrard Acura on Terminal Avenue, 730 Terminal Avenue. So that's one. The other is Kintec. And I bring this up because Graham from Hardy, which I'm assuming is Port Hardy, texted in. He said, "The mental turn of becoming an old man is when you succumb to realizing that orthotics are the bomb. They help your lower back and knees so much. I paid $500 for mine and they changed my working life." That's Graham from Hardy. So tell us more about feet and orthotics and Kintec.
Well, this hour of Halford and Brough is brought to you by Kintec Footwear and Orthotics. Do your feet hurt? Mine did. So I went to see Kintec and I went to talk to a fitting expert at one of their 11 mainland, lower mainland locations or online at kintec.net. I talked to Dr. Michael Ryan, who has a PhD in feet, I guess. At Kintec.
They have an actual doctor working there. I did not realize this.
Yeah.
I've never been.
It's very advanced.
Wow. I know they did the footstool.
I asked so many questions. Mm-hmm. And at some point I thought he was very patient with me, but at some point I thought he was gonna be like, look, man, I'm not gonna teach you how to walk here. Yeah. Okay. Like you're 45, you should know how to walk. And I'm like, is my gait looking correct here? Should mm-hmm. I be pushing my foot through? Should I be pulling my foot through? He's like, I'm a PhD,
podiatrist.
Is he a podiatrist?
He's a PhD, actually. He's more of a researcher. So you go back to your, you can go back to your thing here. I don't think he is actually as a podiatrist.
Are you, are you like reinventing how you walk?
I'm thinking about it.
Are you? Because I was.
You're going to see me walking.
That's interesting. Because when's the last time you ever thought about like reinventing your walk? Probably when you were. I don't know, one or two? That's about it. You don't really think about it. You learn how to walk and then you move on with it.
Okay, well, I'll be honest with you. I've been thinking about it a lot ever since the fall on my run.
Yeah,
remember when I went on the run and I had the fall?
I
was like, am I running right? Am I walking right? Wait a minute. Am I doing anything right?
You asked me after the fall, the infamous fall, where you were like, do I need to reevaluate how I run?
Yeah.
Because you... didn't feel good afterwards. You don't like running.
Go down to Kintec and just be like, hey, can you watch me run? And they'll be like, are you going to buy some orthotics?
Sir, please stop asking questions. Okay. Dot Matrix. Fire it up because we're going to print out the humanoid submissions for what we learned, which is turned into what we learned and dad pet peeves. It's going to be a real weird next half hour on the program, but bear with us, okay? Here's a good one that just came in. What we learned. I don't need 27 best dad coffee mugs. Yeah. I bet a lot of dads got those yesterday. Number one dad, best dad. I got a soccer dad mug yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I play soccer and I'm a dad. So that got matched up.
Were you just like, no, son, take it away?
I was like, thanks. I'll drink coffee in my soccer dad mug. I didn't want to make him upset. Right, but you get your coffee dad. That's me, just walking around, soccer dad and coffee dad. Those mugs are everywhere. And I've been to a couple households where there's a disproportionate amount of mugs to regular cup and glassware.
Moms have a lot of those.
Yep.
There's a lot of like, mom is wow upside down mugs.
Live, laugh, love. I've had seen many. Many live, laugh, love mugs.
Those are the mugs you get when you're checking out at like Winners. A Winners or something.
Oh, look. Sour Patch Kids and a mug.
Tire Man Shane with what we learned. Yeah, I learned that sports. I have lots of support out there for the dad pet peeves. Now, if only I could convince my girlfriend I'm not the only one complaining.
I will send your significant other a screenshot of the Dunbar Lumber text inbox this morning because it is unified the dads. The day after Father's Day, I feel like the dads have a lot of momentum going still.
They're empowered.
They feel strong.
And another thing.
I had a good day yesterday, all the dads are saying. I think I'm going to carry this over to Monday. So they're teeing off right now.
Well, Maury the Mill guy.
Reference. They're teeing off.
Maury the Mill guy with his dad pet peeve. Shoes or bags left in the middle of the hall. Huge tripping hazard as soon as I step through the door. Full disclosure, sometimes they are my shoes, but obviously I have to blame someone else. The shoes that are left on the stairs.
Huh?
Yeah. What? That's next level.
There's
that's
all my, sorts of things of left on the stairs. And I had my first, like, so I have to tread a little bit carefully, right? Because I'm the
feet.
No. Listen. Can we turn Dom's mic off? I'm the new guy, right? Like, I'm kind of stepdadding, but not quite there. So there's complications, right? Mm-hmm. But I finally had my, kind of breakdown moment.
Your mouth
and rough. It was about shoes. I was like, new rules! We're putting the shoes in the shoe bins when we come home. Yeah. Lasted like 2 days.
That's zero chance of that happening. Shoes. The only way to alleviate this is to, unfortunately,
do it yourself.
Tear down your home and then build a foyer that is the size of like a yard, basically. You need to have a gigantic, gigantic entryway so that if the shoes are there, they don't get in the way of the swinging door. Otherwise, it's impossible to avoid.
You know what?
No one listens. No one pays attention.
You know what I remembered the other day?
What's that?
This was a memory from approximately 40 years ago. My dad tripping down the stairs. He went the whole way down the stairs because he slipped on one of my toy guns.
Oh, man. Did he hurt himself?
He wasn't feeling great.
Yeah, right.
No, he was okay, like, ultimately. But yeah. It was a loud crash.
Dad?
And I was like, oh, now I get why you were upset with me.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
The shoes on the stairs is banana land. You may as well throw like oil patch and banana peel while you're at it.
Like what is going on?
To kill somebody.
What are people thinking where they just be like, you know what? I'm just going to leave my shoes right here.
JT on Van Isle with the WWO, what we learned. JT learned that a quote unquote relaxing weekend of camping takes at least a full day of relaxing to recover from. I'm curious how many people, with the travel restrictions interprovincially being lifted and the weather, just got outside and I'm like, we're camping. It doesn't matter where. We're going to sleep outside. We're going to be outside all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Because we played baseball and I noticed a very large spike in, I'm using air quotes, spectators, which is code for parents drinking. And there was a lot of them. Everyone was super stoked to be outside and just being like back to normal. I wonder how many camping trips went down this weekend.
James at the lake, what we learned, Oliver Ekman-Larsson is up for trade again. Someone needs to hide Benning's cell phone and change his email password.
Yeah, so I did not see this. I did not see OEL reemerge.
I don't know what you're insinuating at.
OEL.
Yeah, I just think it was reported that they're going to try again and maybe what they... I think what they might try and do this time is work out a deal with any old team and then go to Ekman-Larsson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I remember thinking at the time, this doesn't feel like the final chapter. Like if you open that box, I've used the Pandora's box analogy twice here, but if you open the box of trading him, because remember the agent, was it agent Kevin Epp? Was that it? He was on 1040 like 5 days in a row. We got deep into the Ekman-Larsson talk. I remember him saying like, we're opening the possibility for a trade, but if it doesn't happen by this time, and it was only Vancouver or Boston, mm-hmm. then we're just going to fold it up and we'll never speak of it again. And I remember thinking like, that's a bit naive. Like if they tried to trade you once, it means they wanted to trade you. Like, that probably didn't change. There's probably a part of them that would like to get out from under that contract.
I don't know how the Canucks would afford to fit Ekman-Larsson.
I think that ship sailed. I do.
With Nate Schmidt coming in?
Yeah, I think once Benning went a different direction and got Schmidt, I think it kind of ruled out.
I still think he's going to try and upgrade the blue line, though. I don't know if they're going to be able to fit him in, though.
How much of a nut could Arizona take on? That's not too bad.
Well,
could they retain half?
No, I don't think they're going to retain anything on Ekman-Larsson because I think they just want his money off the books. Mm-hmm. But would they take Louis?
Bad money back? Maybe.
1 year of it? Or maybe, I mean, the Canucks have take your pick. You can have two bad contracts. In fact, you can have up to four if you want.
I don't hate your logic. I think there might be something to it.
But there would have to be something there. I would imagine that Jim Benning is looking at his blue line and going, someone's going to have to replace Edler's minutes. Down the line.
Yeah.
Is it going to be Rathbone?
I don't even think down the line. I think next year. You're nuts if anyone in that organization is thinking Edler's going to be at the same TOI that he was this year.
Or if he is.
Well, then they got problems.
It's not going to be good for the team, is it?
The same situation you're in this year. That was a good sport. Hey, we did some sports there. That was good. It was Canucks talk, too. By the way, we got Drancer on the show tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't see who the author was because it just popped into my email, but there's a new story up on The Athletic Vancouver right now, and guess what the topic is? JT Miller potentially being the third line center for the Canucks next year.
Yeah.
You did it, man. You were ridiculed at first.
Mm-hmm.
You put it out there. Drance called it a trash take.
Yep.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
But then you went on the TV during the intermission. You floated the idea. Now.
And everyone was like, that's a crazy idea. I was like, okay, go find a third line center there. Good luck. Oh, and do it cheap. And he has to be good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the ideal situation, but I just think they might have to do it.
And that's why you brought it up in the first place.
Yeah.
So you were like, it's not something I advocate for, but look at the roster. It might be the necessity to fill that void. It made sense.
It's easier to find wingers.
Mm-hmm. It is.
There's a lot of Ben Simmons stuff.
Tons. More 76ers followers at Sportsnet 650 among the listenership than I thought.
What we learned until Ben Simmons learns to shoot, I think it will become Hack-a-Simmons every fourth quarter. Not if he gets rid of the ball.
Yeah. It's like hot potato. Like,
yeah.
It's very quickly out of his hands. Yes.
Did you guys see the stat floating around Twitter yesterday that in the 7 games of this last series, in the fourth quarter, Ben Simmons only shot three times.
Beyond 10 feet, was it?
No.
Oh.
Total.
Oh, total. Yeah, well, I mean, yesterday was glaring.
But, like, put that into perspective. In 7 games in the fourth quarter, mm-hmm. 3 shots. Now, granted, he made all 3, so he's 100%. But 3 shots from your star player.
He was really good when he did it, though. No, I get what you're saying, and this is why I think it's getting the amount of run that it's getting on a Vancouver Sports Talk radio station. I could not believe the amount of Ben Simmons texts we were getting, but also why Embiid and Doc said what they said after the game, because there's no point in ignoring it. The first overall pick in 2016, Ben Simmons, is a flawed basketball player right now. And there are going to be huge conversations about, can we continue to go forward with this? Because I know Embiid had his own failings down the stretch yesterday. And on the back half of the clip, which I don't think we played, he acknowledged it. He said, I turned the ball over when we were down 4. But he made a point of saying the turning point in that game was Simmons not going to the rim. And to be perfectly honest, Embiid, again, for all his flaws, was close to an MVP level during the regular season. He's going to have more clout and more say in that organization.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fascinating dynamic because the process could be over.
Dan, with what we learned, my son's gift for me was getting me a case of nude vodka sodas. He said, I'm getting a beer belly.
Wow.
That's a tough one. A
lot of different dynamics at play there. You respect the fact that that's a good gift.
Mm-hmm.
Was it neutrals or nudes?
Nudes.
Nudes. Good. Case of nudes. Can't go wrong with that. However, the backhanded remark, that stings a little bit. But he does care about your long-term health.
How much do you think mom was involved in that decision?
Probably a lot.
What did you get? What did you get as a present? Did you get one?
Yeah, I got the, I was talking about barbecue when we had our dad talk. So
right.
I'm full on barbecue dad. So it's mm-hmm. like a 18-inch cast iron flat pan that you put on top of the barbecue grill.
Right, okay.
And then you jack it as high as you, I got it up to 600.
So you were making those smash burgers.
I got it up to 600 degrees yesterday.
Really?
It was awesome. Yeah. Because it was like crazy hot out. So mm-hmm. obviously the sun beating down on the front of the barbecue was...
That helped, you think?
Yeah, it was. That thing was smoking hot. Anyway, I did the smash burger thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you put a bunch of raw onions down. Then you put a ball of ground beef.
Yeah.
And then you take... I also got a burger smasher.
Okay.
And you mash it into the flat top
mm-hmm.
and get it as thin as you can. And then you sear the living daylights out of it, including the onions, which get smashed into it. Flip. Do the process again, throw some cheese on. You're cooking the burgers in like 4 minutes.
Yeah. No, I did them before.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
It's great.
It
was a lot of fun. But I took it, like I said, I took it too far. Like the amount I've talked about it now, multiply that by 6. And that's what I was yesterday.
Were people just like, hey, yeah, we get it.
Yeah, it was
yeah,
very
hot. It's a hot grill.
My brother was like, you got to stop. You got to stop talking about the burgers.
Elaine, it's spelled like Elaine Vigneault. So I think it's Elaine or it might be Alain. I don't think we ever really decided that with him. It's AV texting.
AV.
What I've learned is you two talking about soccer so much made me actually interested in watching the game. But then Elaine adds this, I'm sleeping more though. Does he mean during the game?
I saw this one. I didn't really get it. It's mm-hmm. an intriguing one. I like it when people, the rare compliment that we get into the 650 Dunbar Lumber text line. But maybe he was saying that we were putting him to sleep with the soccer talk. Like, I enjoy it, but it's also dull.
I see.
Or maybe there's something else that we're not getting here. I think we've done a pretty decent job of balancing the line except for Andrew and Victoria. Andrew and Victoria is 100% dedicated to anytime we talk about soccer, texts in right away about how much he hates soccer. And I respect the hustle because he's clearly listening and he's engaging, but he wants us to know every time we say soccer, he doesn't like it.
Do you think soccer did something to him?
I don't know.
Did he have a bad experience playing soccer as a kid, maybe?
Potentially. Because that a lot of people do have that.
Right.
Their only memories of kids' soccer are it rained all the time.
It was cold.
I sucked.
Yeah.
And it wasn't fun.
I wanted to use my hands, but they wouldn't let me.
You play in the rain nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that you got it. So I get that part of it. Other people they have a visceral reaction to it.
Right.
And I think
I can see why people think it's boring.
If they watch
that England-Scotland game, they'd be like, why is everyone so excited about this game?
And if you watched it after listening to us, where we were hyping it up and talking about how excited we were for it, you'd be furious.
It's like when we hyped up the Whitecaps-Seattle series.
Another soccer.
Another nil-nil draw.
Right? People were genuinely angry with us. They're like, I listened to you guys. You guys promised excitement and that game was going to be a big moment for soccer in Vancouver, and it stunk. That was like, I felt bad when I hyped up the draft, when the NHL draft was in Vancouver, because I had had some pretty fun times at previous drafts when we traveled,
mm-hmm.
and it was without a doubt the most boring draft of the last 10 years. Nothing happened. No trades went down. It was so dull. And I remember tickets were popping up on the secondary market
mm-hmm.
for way over face value. And some people were buying them because I was saying, like, the draft is a cool thing to go to. So I had to quickly reverse course. And I'm like, it's a cool thing to go to, but don't spend money. Don't spend a lot of money on it. But people didn't listen. And I felt bad.
It's the Alfred and Bruff Show on Sportsnet 650. And one final short segment to go. Maybe we'll still get to a few more of your texts.
Before we go, AE Concrete Products. If you're looking for work, AE Concrete Products in Surrey is hiring general laborers. What's more, training is provided for those general laborers. If this sounds interesting to you, send your resume to jobs@aeconcrete.com. $8.49 on a Monday. Halford Bruff, Sportsnet 650. It's been a show, folks. It has been a show. We have to, I was doing a dramatic pause there. Real quick, Acura, right, Dom? We need to shout out Acura one final time. The fine folks down at any of the three dealerships, Burrard Acura, that's on Terminal Avenue, Langley, and North Shore. Burrard is where you can check out our good buddies, Dustin and Jordan. You can see him on the floor, working the floor, the big showroom there. Check him out. Tremendous customer service. The TLX in the sun with the roof open. It's a great drive. I am thoroughly enjoying it. Dom, I know that it's going to be hot on the way home for you today, all the way back to South Surrey. How long of a drive is it on the way back? Because I know in the morning, you kind of fly in. There's no traffic.
Yeah, literally. The TLX flies.
Yes.
It's a flying car.
It's a plane car.
Yeah.
No, it's about 30 minutes, 35.
Right. And it's going to be hot.
Yeah, that's why I put on the cleated heats and I roll the windows down.
Very well played.
What's coming up in sports today? Because I believe you misspoke earlier in the show when you said there was NBA tonight.
There's not NBA tonight. It's NBA free.
Mm-hmm.
Game 2 between the Suns and the Clips goes tomorrow night. So for tonight, you've got game 5 between the Tampa Bay Lightning and the New York Islanders. That's in Tampa Bay. This is the first time in, I think, like 2 weeks that we've come in and there's no 6 o'clock game. They don't stagger the start times anymore because they're worried about the hanky
collusion.
Collusion.
Yeah.
Match throwing.
Like, we don't need to try in this game.
Right. They don't want someone to know the result from another game and have it directly affect the impact of the game that's going on. I believe because yesterday there was some chatter that Italy and Wales were going to engage in a non-aggression pact, that a nil-nil draw would have served both equally well.
I think Riccio was going on about that, and as soon as he tweeted out, Italy scored.
Right. They have a 26-man roster for this tournament. Italy has played 25 different guys already.
They've got a great fourth line.
It's great.
I don't know soccer that well.
They love their forecheck in Italy. Just get pucks in deep, boys.
Well, Gareth Bale should have scored.
Yes. Horrendous miss.
Yeah.
Horrendous miss. But I don't know if it's really – well, it's not going to affect them because Wales are through as the number two. But as we said earlier, only four teams so far have booked their spot into the round of 16, so there's lots more to figure out. Let's go to the tie line now, joining us, as he does every day. It's the host of the next show, Scott Rintoul, here on Halford and Brough on Sportsnet 650. What up, Scotty?
Word up, guys. What's going on?
Not much. Happy belated Father's Day to you.
Thanks.
We had a series. It started innocuously enough, but then it got on to dad pet peeves. So we had... leaving shoes in the hallway, mostly at the front door entrance. A lot of dishwasher talk. Leaving lights on around the house. Messing with the thermostat. Your basic dad pet peeve fare. Do you have a particular one? As you are, again, a card-carrying member of the dad brotherhood.
Well, I have a four-year-old right now. It's my second go-around at four-year-old. And people, oh, the terrible twos. No, man. Four is where it's at because it's this pushback age where denial of error. No. No. Not doing it. Like, not happening. So to categorize it into one specific thing wouldn't work right now.
Yeah, your dad pet peeve is children.
Yeah, right now, like 4 years old, and it's so, like, it doesn't last that long, but at the time it feels like it's never going to end with the pushback and finding out where the tactics are going to go.
What is your threat where when the kid pushes back and says, like, no, I'm not doing this, what do you immediately threaten to take away?
Usually it's treats. Treats are a pretty big motivator for the four-year-old, especially
like training
something
a
like
dog.
It's so true.
Yeah.
It's so true. And here's the thing. At four, I don't care. Yeah. Except I'll care in about 15 minutes. But right now, I don't care. So that's not going to work with me. So you're like, well, you called my bluff.
I know. That's the worst part. Ah, you got me.
Yeah, you tip your cap. You're like, kudos to you, ma'am. I'll be
well
on my
done.
Way.
Yeah. Well done. I've been owned yet again.
The one thing you can't threaten to take away from them is cups because they all have 27 of them on the go at the exact same time.
Another tough thing is taking away screen time because then you're like, yeah, but then I don't get any peace and quiet.
We both lose. I have to do something with you. All right. What's coming up on the program today, Scott?
We're going to talk a little bit of everything here. Donovan Bennett's going to join us. Man, what a wild weekend in hoops. Yep. You guys saw everything that happened in hockey. I don't even know where to start in hockey. So much happened between Friday and Sunday, whether it was COVID or goalies or overtime, no penalty. I don't even know where to start. So we'll get into that with David Amber. You guys mentioned the Euros as well. Craig Forrest is going to join us in the third hour of the program today. That Germany-France game. Anybody see that coming?
The Germany-Portugal?
Germany-Portugal,
yeah,
pardon me.
Yeah, that was wild.
Germany-Portugal.
Terrific game, yeah.
Insane.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, Portugal's going to go out. They'll roll. Germany's not what they used to be. Oh, by the way, here's four.
Yep,
thanks.
Four unanswered. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Scotty, when Edmondson cross-checked Will Carrier in the neck and drove his head into the glass, did you think that was a penalty?
Sorry, which time?
Because I thought that was probably a penalty.
Yeah, and then there was the Carlson hit on Edmondson where he just put him into the glass and they stopped play. Nobody got a penalty and Edmondson didn't have to go to the quiet room. There's been so much of that in this series and the Islanders-Tampa Bay series as well. I don't even know what constitutes a penalty anymore, so how can the players?
Well, good luck trying to figure it out over the next 4 hours. Enjoy it, buddy. Have a good show. We got to get out of here, but we will be back tomorrow. Signing off, I have been Mike Halford. He has been Jason Brough. He's been Nephew Dom. This has been the Halford and Brough Show on Sportsnet 650.